water may get damaged or insects may come upon that plant. For example, if the water is salty or the water is contaminated with so many acids and other things, then it will ruin the plant. That means that Shravan or association of those devotees who themselves are not fixed in Krishna consciousness, who are not aware of the established truth, those who have desire for mukti or bhukti, and they don't have proper knowledge of bhakti ras, what Sri Rupa Goswami has mentioned, or they are not in the proper line of Sri Rupa Goswami, then hearing from them will gradually uproot the seed completely and burn it. And
if anyone having so many worldly desires, so many desires, he is chanting remembering, what will be the use of that? If anyhow this Siddha, rare Siddha has come in our heart, any pure devotees has given this seed and we have planted here, lack of association, lack of hearing Hari Katha, our this Siddha or desire to serve Krishna can go away. And realize that Swamiji came and he gets this spirit, this desire to, oh, less and less person that we should serve Krishna. What became? After his departure, there was none to give water, like Hari Katha. And lack of this, their Shraddha, desire to serve Krishna, gradually became doomed and destroyed. Not fully destroyed, but lack of association. They become very lean and thin. They were in doubt, what to do, where to go. And again any association will come. And they will hear, again they will inspire, they will be inspired. So, but if you are associating even, but you are also associating with bad person, doing offenses, having human unwanted things, and you are chanting, but it will be of no fruit. It may be that offense, like a mad elephant, it will come and uproot you. Very carefully, you have to try to avoid all these things and chant and remember in the association of high class of Krishna. Sir, the things which, some things are like to cut down and some things to uproot. What are these things?
So, when this plant or Bhaktilata bead is implanted and it's gradually developing and so many beautiful leaves are coming, then around this plant there's so many other imitating plants are also coming up. Or like there is example of one grass which is called Shama grass, the name of the grass. Around it there's so many other kinds, it comes up in the feet of vegetables. So an expert gardener,
bhakti also, like creeper, but they are harmful for that. What are they?
Arop Siddha Bhakti,
Sangha Siddha Bhakti. What are they? Not actually Surk Siddha Bhakti, but they seem like bhakti. And if anyone gives praise on that, making boarding schools, doing so many activities, making garden, social work, then bhakti can be destroyed. So we should be very careful. In beginning it may be some helpful, very little helpful, but not actually helpful. We should try to become helpful. Gradually we should come in Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Saramanam Kirtanam Smaranam Pavashivanam Archanam Pandam preaching is like also Shramana and Kirtan. There are two kinds of devotees, like Rupa Sanatan or like Loknath Das Goswami. All the chanting is meant alone. And other Rupa Goswami, Haridas Thakur, like others. Preaching also and also chanting is meant. Methods we can follow all these courses. After that,
and there is another kind of deeds which have to be carefully taken, but if we uproot them, then the Bhakti-lata deed or the creeper will come out, will be uprooted. So they have to be gradually and timely trimmed, like so many other sins. And if they are not cut timely, then the main creeper will not grow and it will become more weak and weak and thin. So this means that as long as we are not completely liberated, some amount of karma or jnana has to be followed. But then that should not cover our bhakti-lata deed. For example, Rupa Goswami has given this definition, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmate Nabhritam Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Uttama. So, in this definition of bhakti, it's very nicely explaining that how carefully we should remove all the desires which are against the desire to serve Krishna. The performance of cultivation of activities from of body, mind and word which are pleasing to Krishna should be completely uncovered from karma and jnana. He's not saying to completely give, anabrit. Because if we completely give up, then we cannot live anymore in this world. So for some time, for some development, till a certain stage, when Swarup Siddhi has not been attained, there is some need of karma and jnana, but it should never cover our bhakti. And any other desire, for example, desire for sense gratification or desire for liberation, all these things should be very carefully dragged away from the path of devotion. And these activities should be pleasing to Krishna. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam. Pleasing to Krishna means that for the well-being of Krishna. Because if we just take the meaning pleasing, then Sri Vishnu Chakrabarti Thakur has given two examples in Bhakti Samrit Sindhu Bindu that when Krishna came to Mathura, and he was fighting in the wrestling arena with Chanur and Mushtik, then he was feeling very happy. And he was enjoying the rasa of chivalry. And he was very, very pleased. So if we take the definition of bhakti,
that bhakti should be performed favorably, but together it must be anushilanam, constant, continuous cultivation of bhakti. Otherwise, if we take only anukulyena, then there may be the fault of avyapti or ativyapti. Not fully accepting or over-accepting will be there. We will not be fully...
Also, what he told in last, that if only we will see that it should not be unfavorable to Krishna, it is not sufficient. We should always try to do something for Krishna. Krishna Anushilana should be done. Anukulyena, this is not sufficient. We should do in affirmative. Always trying to please Krishna by your activities of mind, soul, senses, mood, by everything. Then it will be sufficient. If you are not doing, only protecting that, I should not offend, I should be always pure, this will not do only. You will have to endeavor by all means, by all our chesta.
Endeavor.
Then it will be pure.
And by performing this performing bhakti according to...
If anyone has been initiated by any guru. A guru has somewhat quarreling with another devotee. And Guru is telling that I am ordering you, you should obey me and abuse this devotee and or beat this devotee, insult this devotee. What is this activity? Should we follow him or not? What should we do? We should follow our Guru or not?
Yes,
order is order. But you will have to see whether my Guru is bona fide Guru or his orders are bona fide according to Shastra or not. If Guru is ordering that, oh, you should insult this, so he is high class of devotee, but he is my enemy. It means he is not pure. And the order is out of, against us. So we should try to give up that bogus Guru. Guru cannot tell like this. He cannot go give order that he is my enemy. Never. Maharaj Yudhishthir never told like this. For Duryodhana even, he wanted to insult them all. But he used to tell him, Suryodhana, not Duryodhana. Bharat, Bharat. Oh, in third birth, how he was dealing? No enemy at all. So any pure devotee has no enemy. If any insult, like Haridas Thakur was insulted, and he was praying to Krishna, oh Krishna, forgive me. If a guru is doing like this, thinking that, oh, this devotee is my enemy and you should beat him, insult him and do offensive things, no harm. And devotee that thinks that, oh, my guru has order like this, so whether I will go to hell, I should obey my guru. Then the guru and chela both like blind person. Together they will go to a very special kind of hell forever. And that bhakti will go. No bhakti yet. So Krishna has given this intelligence and it has given in shastra. So we should try to realize. If a guru is like that, at once quickly we should give up these gurus, bogus gurus, and we should try to initiate by other high class of people. Everywhere in shastra it has written. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami has written. In Srimad Bhagavat it has written. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, everywhere. So we should try. If you have done, when you knew nothing about bhakti, in ignorance you accepted a guru like this. But after that, hearing from here and there, you realize that, oh, this guru cannot be. Krishna prem, at once quickly this. And if he cannot give prem, but he is favorable, not making offenses and other things, then he should be respected. And by his consent. Please give me order.
Permission.
Then if Guru is not giving order, then you should think that, oh, this Guru is also bogus. We should do that. And if his Guru is telling that, oh, I don't know all these things, you can go and you can associate and also tell to me what he said. Then respect that Guru and you can associate and thinking him like he might also Guru and that my shiksha. Are Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda Prabhu, and Narottam Swami. They were permitted by their gurus to associate with Jiva Goswami. And they respected Jiva Goswami more than their gurudev. But their gurudev also became so happy. And Jiva Goswami never told that you should be initiated again by me. No harm.
Their guru also related to Goswami.
To read very deeply and realize all this special truth and then we should adopt any possible process and means that we should go to Krishna, we should attain. This is our object. If anyone helping, then he is really good. And if he is engaging us in worldly things as his own property to disciples, then he is fallen. He must be. So we should consider all these things. Anything which is coming like a problem in bhakti, we should please, we should go. Those who are giving pure bhakti, they should be honored. We should not think that this is my name, Guru line, and he is this. We are all in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu line. Always you should think. We are property of Krishna, we are family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this we should try to develop our Krishna thing. This is our aim and object. If anything, unwanted thing, you should uproot. And if it is bhakti, but not Shuddha Bhakti, pure Sarup Siddha Bhakti, Arup Siddha. Swamiji has not engaged in Arup Siddha for always. In beginning, if it was some helpful in beginning. Oh, to distribute. No, there is no way on any other means that a new coming devotee should advance. So he told him, but you should not read that book. He never told like this. You should go in that nectar and you should realize yourself and then distribute. It will be of more help. Told me that I will make boarding and there I will supply beef, even wine also, cigarette also, smoking also I will allow. But he told me that I was sure that if they will chant and remember, quickly they will change. And they were changed. He met, you know, so many hippies. So many hippies. They are also here. Those who were at first hippies, and now they are becoming teachers. So he can do, but we should not be engaged. That always doing same class, always. We should try. Know that bhakti is like a stream, always
moving,
going towards Krishna, love, perfection. So if our bhakti is a stop, we have no taste in chanting, remembering bhakti, then we should try to know that, oh, there is some
loop.
How to make it? You cannot repair, so you must go to your superior and they will very quickly. There is no other. So by this way the bhakti creeper goes to where? Vaikuntha and also cross. It goes across. What is the meaning of this? Bhakti after this world, it crosses this world, Brahman, and then quickly goes to Vaikuntha, or always also crosses. What is it mean?
Śrīla Rāgnāgāsa thought, one should give up any attachment for Lakṣmīpati, Lord Narayana.
If anyone's goal is fixed, that I want for it. If Narayan coming and telling that you should serve me in Vaikuntha, then Raghunath Das Goswami said, okay.
So Raghunath Das Goswami, he's saying that one should give up attachment for Lakshmipati, for Lord Narayan, meaning that one who is fixed to Sajja, which is achieve Raj Bhakti, that even if one is offered elevation to Vaikuntha, one will not accept that, but rather one will only occupied with Braj Prem. In Govardhan, Maharaj has explained that when one is performing Govardhan Parikram, that Govardhan is very merciful and can fulfill so many desires, and so many people may come with material desires or what have you. But he said that one who is doing Govardhan Parikram under his guidance that then they should only have one desire, and that that is one day to achieve this condition of paliyatasi, to be a main servant of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Man is a dipti sadhak, and he is reading and meditating this shloka of Devamaneni, that I don't want. But he is here in this world very attached to wealth, and always he is engaged in making money. Can he achieve that?
He
friend?
That he does not want.
Huh?
No,
no. Reciting always, that, but he is here in this world, always making, without money, I cannot maintain my life, my children and wife, and then, but
he cannot achieve, because that stage is much lower than this attachment to Lakshmi
Pati. So what he should do? He should give up everything, or what is?
He should perform Sharanagati at the lotus feet of Gurudev, and he should perform his bhajan under his guidance, and he will guide him how he should act accordingly.
In first stage, he should remember Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Manasa Deha Geha Jeho Kichu Mor Arpinu Suhapad. Sharanagati like this. By all our Krishna, yes, like this, and my sansari is like this. And after some, he will be realized, and he will have all faith. He may do like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. What he did, he gave up, left everything. But when? Oh Krishna, oh Krishna. Nothing beginning. When he was not matured, he was there. And he also told Raghunath Das Goswami to be there. But for not forever, when it will be matured, automatically, like a ripened mango, it gives up his branch and comes down. When this will come, please. Krishna will arrange and he will be renowned. Sukadeva Goswami, like Mahaprabhu himself, he knew that we should try to maintain Krishna sansar. My wife is also eternal servant of Krishna. My mother, my brother, my everything. But why he could not maintain like this? Because he was so much realized, and he was so much perfect. He was himself Krishna. To show the way, to try to go deep in all writing, especially in Rupa Shiksha. And after that, again, Brahman, then Vaikunth. Even if Narayan comes and tells that, oh, I'm very satisfied, I want that you should serve me. And you will be so much appellated, having so much appellate. I will give all power to you. I don't want, like Gop Kumar. Remember Gop Kumar? He is like Gop Kumar. If you are in Narayan Dham Vaikuntha, all the chanting Gopal Mantra. Satisfied with Narayan. Whether he comes with his all associates like Gop and Krishna, even he can take flow, but no chance. After that, then Golok Vrindavan.
So after that, the creeper of bhakti further developed, and then it entered in the realm of Golok Vrindavan. Up till Vaikuntha, the creeper of devotion does not need any support, and it is going on and it's developing more and more. Just like in the stage of a plant, when it is very small and it's coming up, especially the creeper, then it's growing on its own. but after a while it needs some support. So then in Golok Vrindavan, the creeper or Bhakti Lata takes shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. And then, Premphal Pakipare Mali Aswadaye Lata Avlambi Malikar Pravikkhapai. Then this creeper further grows, and so many sweet fruits of love are fructified on this creeper. Then what happens? Still, the Mali or the gardener or sadhak is in this world and he's practicing.
What is the meaning? He is in this world and he is testing the fruits coming down from here. What is the meaning?
Means he's not in his Bhakti city yet. He's still like a Raganuga Bhakti. He's still doing sadhana, entering bhava, so he hasn't gotten his spiritual form yet. But he's still here.
How he is testing the fruit?
Because he's getting Krishna manifestation in his bhava.
He's in this world. Now he became Swarup Siddhi.
He became?
He attained Swarup Siddhi.
He's
in this world. The Krishna's pastimes manifest in his heart like a chain without any interruption. So being here, he attends there also and takes all pastimes like the Krishna's eternal associate.
And from here he starts and takes by Astakadiya Leela, descending from there in their hall. First place he will come in the Shuddha Sattva.
Yes.
What he was telling? Ladini and
Samrit and Ladini. Essence of Samrit and Ladini.
When it will come? When it, they will go to Bhav Bhakti. Not less than. They should at least be on that platform of Bhav Bhakti. Then it will come. So, here things, living, practicing here like Rupa Raghunath in Vrindavan. But how? संख्या पूर्वक
नाम राम
गान नकिनि काला वसानी सुतो निद्रा हार विहार राधा कृष्ण गुण स्मते मधुरिमान देन सम्मोहितो वंदे पढ़ित मैंने यू नो दिस श्लोक यू नो हैव यू हर्ड
व्हाट
हैव यू हर्ड दिस श्लोक विथ एनी डिवोटी But she is like uttering that all. Very good. Thank you.
That all these things, sleeping, eating, recreation, they conquered over all these things. And what were they doing? Radha Krishna Vrindavan Madhuriman and Dena Sammohita. That they were always absorbed, enchanted, completely in remembering the qualities of Sri Radha Krishna. That externally they were doing what? Chanting the holy name so many times every day, so many lakhs every day.
Chapurvak. Keeping six round. Not less than one lakh. Never. And doing dandavat left and left and and always thinking internally in the past tense of Radha and Krishna. And sometimes Radha Kunchate Kalindatane Athire Chavansi Vate Premon Mad Vate Sometimes on Radha Kund Bank, sometimes on Nandagaon, Barsana, and in the valley of Govardhan. What? Hey Radhe, Hey Braj Devi, Hey Nanda Sumno, Ho Ven, Ho Krishna, Ho Radhike. In Bhava Bhuto, no external anything. Weeping, rolling down like this. Oh, this is we want to be very far away from association with one to be independent, not any guidance. We want to control even Guru, all devotees. We don't want to be controlled by them. These are the things. How we can achieve. So try to be a disciple, real disciple, and follow all the things. Then quickly we can achieve it. Otherwise you cannot achieve. And you will say that, oh, this is due to my Guru, and this is due to my karma, and Krishna name has no power, bhakti has no power, and all bluffing. And quickly you will say that. In case you know so much high class of association, at that time you can see the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the books of Swami, like person, like Chaitanya Charitamrita, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and here he comes. If you are reading the books of Swami, you should think that, oh, Swami is here, and he is teaching us. If you are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, you should see that Sukadeva Goswami is giving classes and I am hearing. So you should think like, oh, I am always in essence. And when any realized person or very high class of devotee, he is giving class of Srimad Bhagavad Chaitanya Sita, then you with the best, and always chanting and I know that there are so many things which has been written in Hari Bhakti Vilas. All are okay and authentic. Rupa Goswami has told, Vishwanath Chakravarti and all of that. In all classes of process, there are especially 64 kinds of the length of bhakti. But when a disciple takes initiation and he goes some
progress,
and he knows so many things, he cannot set up all the lengths. He will select and he will divide 64 into why? How my, how Sambandhi, how Anikur, how Parikur, and how
Abhirudha.
They should know all this. Those who are how Sambandhi, how my, like among five, sons that practice of the past, and these are how. So, when we will, according to our bhav, what I want, like a sky bhav, that how will that change? And Krishna is my son. Krishna is my son. Krishna is my son. Krishna is my master. These are five words. If anyone is among any of these, suppose that he is in that higher Russia, Madhurya Russia, then his own bhav is directed to him. Then he will hear kirtan, meditate, all will be like this. He should hear what?
Krishnanjari
or gopis and Radha Krishna like this. He will try to do Krishna like this and to hear all these things. He will not like to hear all that. He will, but especially when we will be alone remembering, doing Krishna and meditating, he will especially think that. And those who are in Vatsalya Rasa, oh, they will think what?
So how to get to that is maintaining Krishna, how he is getting built, how he is doing, always daily talking. And he, they will like Bhaktandara. The friends, all the friends. And then Bhav Sambandhi, this will be turned into Bhav. So Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, all will be helpful to Bhav, and they will, after some time, they will be turned into Bhav. Bhav Anukul. Bhav Anukul means? Loving Tulasi. Ekadasi. Observing Janma. They are separable. But once they will be advanced, then this will also be turned into Bhav Sambandhi. Those who are separable, we will take. Others, we will not take. What is that? We should reject which are not separable to Bhav. And those who are really separable, we will take. Like for the devotees, maybe that they will meditate Rukmini, Saptabhama and Dwarka. But those who are fixed in that mode, not those, not from them, they will never accept this. So we will reject this. Understand this? Or not?
Beginning from how Bhav Anukul will turn into Bhav Sambandhi. That's not the question.
Bhav Sambandhi means Radha Krishna Pranam Jugalam Yoga. This is Bhav Sambandhi. How? I want Madhura. So this is. So I will hear this Krishna. I will chant this Krishna. I will hear anything else, Bhaskar, but I will have no sense. I am meditating. What you are meditating? That Krishna and Baldev with all the cowherd boys, they are going to grieve. What will you do? Meditate? Oh, Gopi Jati, then get caught. The eyes are successful, we which are seeing Radha and Krishna. The eyes are what?
Useless.
Oh, they are not seeing what is Radha and Krishna. Like this. Then for that. Only they were giving devil number and meditation. When they will meet with any high class of devotees, which has the same mode, Prajati Snigdha Arth. Oh, they will get it. Oh, I have no frame for that. Oh, Rup Manjari, it is good. It must be known. They will not tell the old Narada Rishi Guru. They will not tell others. Oh, Jagai Madhai Prabhu, it is good. Because now they have liberated, not to Sanakshanantan. If they will do that in this book, now you know the past times of Krishna.
because you have instructed it to Narada. Astakari. So everything, Vita, how Sambandhi. But those who are helping for how Sambandhi, see the then Ekadasi, Janamashtami, and all other things. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, this is also Bhav Sambandhi and Anukula. So these are Ekadasi, and all these things. These are all good ways to get. They will, after some time, they will be Bhav Sambandhi. They will turn. And Bhav Sambandhi will be turned into Bhav. And those who are not favorable, now anything. What will you do? You will have to select them all. Which are favorable, we should take. In all, favorable. So if you are of this mode, Madhvajya mode, then Dwarka meditation, Saptabhama Rupini, meditating then. No harm. For beginners, it may be that they will be very useful. But those who are advanced, oh, fast. They can gallop some, no harm. But they can gallop Ekadasi, Janmashtami, and all of us. But they can gallop what? All these. No. So in 64 we can develop, we can give up something which are not favorable and which is favorable. And those who are not favorable nor neutral, all we can give them. Like favorable. Like it has been told, Tulasi, Aswattha, and Amlauki.
They are connected with the Narayan, the sons of Narayan.
So, we can give up some amount, 60, and we can adopt so many according to favorable and not. If anyone is not nine, and he will tell that, oh, Dwarka also, yeah. And Dwarka Shila. Oh, it has been told in Hari Bhakti Vilas. We should do also to so many demigoddesses. It has been told there. And it is doing, then it means that it is not. In not knowing all these things. What is Bhavamaya, what is Bhav Sambandhi, what is Bhavanukul, what is Mudra also, we should not accept. Mudra, you know? What Mudra?
Simply you don't know the non-Sanskrit.
Not like this. This is Dhenu Mudra. Dhenu Mudra means?
Cow.
Like four, but how do you do them? Oh, like the
legs of the cattle. The legs of the cattle. Oh, I did.
What is this?
Milk bag.
What is this? Oh, like ankles. Avahana Mudra. Those who are not knowing all these things, they can do. That's why it means Mark.
So there are many things which has written in Hari Bhaktivinoda, and it is as that clearly written that I have done for 10 love grihastha, not especially, and not for renowned person or brahmachari or who are one pointed for them it has been. All these and then they say, those who are not in line or they will be confused, and thus they will think that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like you, Rupa Goswami is like you, Prabhupada is like
you, Harinam is like you,
Harinam Nam is like you, Mahamantra. But if he is thinking like this, then offender, this should be followed. And if he is not knowing, ignorant, all these two. That is Vrinda, Sakhi of Radhika, and he is the
predominating deity of Vrinda.
Deity of Vrinda. Without her hall, anyone cannot go into Kunja Seva of Radhika. So I am worshipping Vrinda Devi, oh, that he should be merciful to me. And he will give entrance in there. So it will be Bhavanukul. And then Bhav Sambandhi. And then from Bhav Sambandhi it will be Bhav. Not for all. You are hearing that you cannot take in mind. Very easy. Very easy. But easy for whom? For one pointed and some
advanced.
So if you will hear, but it will not come. You should hear that, oh, Krishna is Maya. Oh. Krishna is Maya. He is my Siddha. You have heard and you are thinking like this, that Krishna is.